This week's Torah reading is called Emor, which means to talk. And the subjects of the particular parsha are basically the impurities that a priest has to get impurified if a close person passes away, or the blemishes that a kohen, a priest, cannot have in order to work in the temple, the holidays of the Jewish people, and other subjects also. But we have to find a lesson, not just in the different subjects that the Torah talks about, rather also in the name of the parsha, Emor, to talk, which means an order to talk. And furthermore, this lesson cannot be circumscribed just to a group of people. Like, for instance, the third book of the Torah is a book of Kohanim, priests, and talks lots of laws about Kohanim. And this particular reading also talks about the Kohanim, Merel Kohanim. That's the way the verse starts, actually. Talk to the Kohanim, the priests, and so on. However, the Torah is not just a book of history. It's a book of lessons for everybody. So what's the lesson of Emor, go talk? It looks like, again, a commandment, an order to talk. However, to talk about what? If we're going to say that it's talking about tefillah, prayer is learned from somebody else, from some other place in the Torah. It's a work in the heart and so on. If we're going to say that it's talking about Torah, like talk Torah, that's also learned from a different verse, but the Bartabam, you have to talk about the words of Torah and so on. Furthermore, when our sages explain to us how to use the mouth, just as we have to know how to use the different limbs of the body in order to serve God, how to use the mouth to serve God. And our sages do say, you have to learn to say few words and do many things. And our sages do say, Rabbi Akiva used to say, I didn't find anything better for the body than silence. Don't talk. So we see that mouth doesn't have to be used so much, and to the point that it's actually written, there's death and life in the mouth. You can kill a person with the mouth, chas v'shalom, God forbid. So what does it mean to an order to talk if we actually know that we don't have to talk so much? So when we look around the different teachings and lessons about the mouth and talking and so on, we find a very interesting lesson by the Rambam. Maimonides, he says something very interesting regarding how a person should actually use the mouth to talk. And he brings many teachings, but there are two teachings that he brings one after the other. That means that they're somehow connected. First teaching of our sages, actually, that the Rambam is saying that everybody should actually practice this is, you should judge every single person for the merit. Don't judge badly a person, judge him for the merit. And then he says, a person should actually, when talking, speak about the praises of somebody else. So, because the Rambam put these two teachings together, so we have to say that when the Rambam is saying, talk about the praise of somebody else, what kind of somebody else are we talking about? We're talking about somebody else that you have to judge him for the merit. It's such a bad person, it's such an evil person and so on, that you have to be taught that you have to judge even that person in a meritorious way. But you know what? When you talk, you have to, even to that person, regarding that person, you have to talk in a good way. You have to speak about the merits of that person. The question is why? So again, we're saying that the word emor, an order to talk, a commandment, is actually referring a very specific way of talking. What kind of talking? Talking good things about other people. Even other people that apparently don't deserve it. Even other people that you have to judge for the merit because their behaviors are and so on. Even that people, you have to speak good about them. Why? Because there's a very interesting quality of dibur, of words. When we look at God, when he says, when he talks, he can fulfill whatever he says. His speech has an effect in the world, a material effect. God created the world with speech, by talking, as we see in the beginning of the Torah. God said it should be light. God said this and that. God doesn't have a mouth. It means he reveals his power, and we call this revelation as speech. As when we talk, we reveal what's inside our heads and so on. But our speech, human speech, apparently doesn't have any effect. I can say, let there be whatever, a new Ferrari in my house. It's not going to happen. Why? because we're human beings, and God, He is the Almighty God. However, there is a quality in which our speech is actually the same as God's speech. What do we create with our speech? We create good qualities or evil qualities in other people. When a person talks good about somebody else, you actually develop, you awaken good qualities in that person you're talking about. And that's the power of speech that a human being has, which is pretty similar to the power of speech that God has. And the same thing happens on the other way around. God forbid. When we talk bad, evil about a person, we awaken bad things in somebody else. That's why Lashon Hara, bad tongue, it's such a dangerous thing, because we actually create bad feelings and bad qualities, attributes, and so on in other people. So when the Torah says, in this particular parsha, Emor, go talk, it's not talking about tefillah, prayer, it's not talking about Torah, learning Torah, and so on. It's talking about talk good, speak good about somebody else, in order to awaken good qualities in somebody else. And when we all of us do this, each one according to his capacities and his place and his time and so on, we will all awaken good feelings and good qualities and attributes in every single one of us. And that's going to improve the world in an amazing way, to the point that God is going to look at us and say, hey, they're using, quote unquote, my speech in a proper way, so I will show myself to them with the coming of the Mashiach speedily in our days.